Tonight, the smartphone with voice and text encryption, Flipboard devours Zeit, and Facebook cracks down on illegal gun sales. Tech News Tonight is next.
This is TWiT.
This is Tech News Tonight, episode 37 for Wednesday, March 5th, 2014. This episode of Tech News Tonight is brought to you by 99 Designs. 99 Designs connects businesses seeking quality, affordable designs with a community of more than 270,000 graphic designers. Visit 99designs.com/TN2 to receive a free power pack upgrade valued at $99. I'm Sarah Lane, and let's get right to the tech feed. Freedom Pop, which offers free and ultra-low-cost mobile devices, will soon offer the Privacy Phone, which is a Samsung Galaxy S2 modified to offer 128-bit encryption for voice calls and text, with web use and third-party app data going through a virtual private network. Freedom Pop will also accept Bitcoin as a payment option, which the company says helps customer anonymity. Freedom Pop's version of the Galaxy S2 is running Jelly Bean and can get future Android updates, and customers can also remotely wipe a lost phone. The company will sell the Privacy Phone for $189, including 3 months of unlimited voice, texting, and 500 megabytes of monthly data. After that, the service will cost $10 per month. Social news app Flipboard is acquiring competing news app Zeit from CNN, who purchased Zeit in 2011. A source tells CNN.com's Fortune that the deal was an all-stock deal, and another source says the stock value that Flipboard paid for Zeit is valued at more than the price that CNN paid, which was just over $20 million. So basically, no one's really saying anything. Zeit's 14 employees will join Flipboard, except for CEO Mark Johnson, who is parting ways. Neither Flipboard nor CNN would specify how many users Zeit has, but a Flipboard spokesperson suggested that Zeit's user base was smaller than Flipboard's, saying Zeit's value is in the technology. In other social acquisition news, social update visualizer Visify has been acquired by Yahoo. Until now, Visify users could create their own domains and access back-end analytics. After the acquisition, Visify is shutting down its service and is no longer accepting new users. Facebook wants to curb illegal gun sales planned through its site by deleting posts where users declare a willingness to break the law, such as sell a gun without a background check or transport it across state lines. Those who promote private sales of guns and other regulated goods and services may get a message from Facebook reminding them to comply with the law, and pages related to these activities also must now include language about the need to follow the law. Though money doesn't actually change hands over Facebook, advocacy groups have argued illegal sales aren't curbed if Facebook ignores the conversations that lead to them. Facebook says it worked to find a solution that wouldn't limit free expression. Apple is changing its iAd platform to allow full-screen advertisements on the iPhone to look more like television advertisements by taking up the full screen. This will happen soon, reports Ad Age. The full screen ads will be interstitial, meaning they're appearing between screen transitions in games or apps. The iAd format hasn't really gained a lot of traction since it launched back in 2010. iAds have higher rates than other ad networks like AdMob or Flurry, and that's often kept advertisers away, which is translated into less money for developers. Meanwhile, on the Apple front, the Information reports that Apple will soon better integrate Siri with third-party apps and services, as well as improve Siri's search capabilities. Future tech could also know what to display on a device with limited screen space like a watch, as like launching a running app when it detects a user running. All right, coming up, video from space that is so high res you can see individual cars and even planes. And yes, I said video. And joining me next is Brad Mullen from Engadget. He's going to talk about the latest in mobile. But first, let's all thank 99 Designs, shall we? They connect all types of people looking for great graphic design. If you need a new logo or a mobile app or a business card or a t-shirt, any kind of graphic design, you'll find the right design for your project at 99 Designs. You just tell them what you need, and dozens of designers from that community start submitting designs that are created just for you. You give them some feedback, you help them refine their designs, then you just pay for the one you like the best. Start your next graphic design project for as low as $199. Visit 99designs.com/TN2 and get a $99 power pack of services completely free. That power pack gives you more designer time. 99 Designs will highlight and feature your design in their marketplace, and you'll get nearly twice as many designs. Visit 99designs.com/TN2, and we thank 99 Designs for their support of Tech News Tonight. All right, joining us now is Brad Mullen, the senior mobile editor for Engadget. Hello, Brad.
Hi, thanks for having me on.
Well, thank you for being on, and happy 10th birthday to Engadget.
I know, it's wonderful. I am I'm glad to have been a part of it for so long.
I think 10 years is, I mean, you could say that you're a true pioneer in the gadget space.
Well, thank you. it's great to be a part of this team. Absolutely.
Awesome. Well, Mobile World Congress is finally behind us. And obviously, anybody who follows it, including you, is sort of barraged by all of the different mobile focused gadgets that we may all be able to choose from later this year. And you actually wrote up a pretty glowing review of the LG G Pro 2 yesterday.
I did. The G Pro 2, I think, is the closest competitor that we've seen to the Galaxy Note 3 that Samsung came out with last fall. It's a 5.9-inch display, and it doesn't have necessarily all the same S Pen or stylus-type features that the Galaxy Note 3 has, but it does have a lot of excellent features. It has great imaging capabilities, and it's a pretty comfortable device to hold.
You know, there's just a survey that came out today from Chitika that shows North American Android web traffic distribution, which shows that Samsung, which has been in the lead with mobile web traffic for some time, the share is even greater. The latest puts it at just over 55%, 55.5. That's well over half of Android web traffic. So when you have something like the new LG phone that you like, what's it going to take for that kind of phone to just gain a little bit more market share?
It's going to take quite a bit because LG is facing a huge force in Samsung. And you think about how much marketing budget Samsung just throws into its phones. It backs up all of its devices with a huge, huge amount of marketing. And, you know, that's certainly something that's going to affect the public perception of these devices. Take, for example, the Oscars, the big selfie that took place featuring all these different celebrities. It was the most retweeted
by a wide margin.
There.
Yeah,
absolutely. So you take a look at these things, and certainly Samsung had a part to do with that. I know that there was
like $20 million, I think,
right,
was the
absolutely.
Number that I saw thrown out. It's crazy.
So it's things like this where millions and millions of people are seeing nothing but Samsung devices. Well, where's LG? The problem is not that LG makes terrible devices. Obviously, the G Pro 2 is a great device. The G2, which is out on all the major U.S. carriers, are also fantastic smartphones as well. It's just a matter of getting the word out. And not only that, there's also just a few LG devices compared to, dozens upon dozens of Galaxy devices that are out there for the U.S. Customers. So they're really going to have to attack more demographics and certainly own the demographics that they're currently in as well.
Well, speaking of Galaxy devices, what are your thoughts on Freedom Pop's privacy phone, which of course is its own version of a Galaxy 2? Do you think that the world needs a phone that is more secure than all of the other phones, at least according to Freedom Pop?
Well, I think there's certainly a market there for it. There's going to be enough people who are concerned with what's going on with the information that they're transmitting to and from their device. For example, their messages, their calls. Even if there's really no reason to be concerned, there's certainly going to be that issue out there, and people are going to be frustrated. So I think Freedom Pop is really addressing a good market segment here of the people who don't necessarily want to be worried so much about the kind of information that's being transmitted to and from their phone. My only concern is that you have the Galaxy S2, which is ultimately 3 years old at this point, being the only real option out there. Now, at Mobile World Congress, there was another phone called the Blacks phone, which is certainly a lot more promising, but it's also upwards of $600. So it's not going to be really a very popular device for most people.
Well, the Freedom Pop, obviously, they've got a nice subsidized price. The $189 sounds pretty attractive. But then again, it's not necessarily the most secure version of the phone if somebody is so concerned about security that they're doing their homework.
That's a very good point, yes.
Well, Brad Mullen, thank you so much for joining us today. And again, happy birthday anniversary. I'm not exactly sure what you call it. 10th one of Engadget. Please pass it along to your team, many of whom I know. Tell people where they can follow your work online.
Well, I'm at Engadget.com, but you can also follow me on Twitter at PhoneWisdom, all one word.
All right. Well, thanks for joining us. And please do come back soon.
Thanks, Sarah.
All right, finally. Okay, check this one out. This is a video. Now, I said a video from a satellite in space, which is so high res that you can see planes landing and taking off and individual cars driving along the road. Skybox Imaging is the company behind this. They just started to offer customers 90-second videos from anywhere on Earth. I believe we're above a Chinese airport right now. The video is overlaid with a map layer from Mapbox, which is based on OpenStreetMap, and that gives the viewer the opportunity to see where planes and cars are even heading. There are all sorts of uses for this type of satellite video: monitoring container ships, spotting active illegal deforestation. The list goes on. Incredible. And that is it for this edition of Tech News Tonight. Subscribe to the show at twit.tv/TN2 and write us at tn2@twit.tv with feedback, questions, comments, or ideas. Our next newscast is tomorrow at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern. I'm Sarah Lane. Thanks for watching.
Bandwidth for Tech News Tonight is brought to you by CashFly.com.